Welcome to the Lyme Factories, which is most important center in Europe for the treatment of dangerous waste. The factories process more than 300,000 tons of waste per year in 5 specific treatment lines. And hot sector with 3 incinerators where 165,000 tons of waste per year can be treated. An evapocondensation process which evaporates the waste and incinerates the concentrate. A physical chemical cold chain where basic acidoreaction, dechromatization, disintegration, and other type of treatments are carried out. A stabilization process that forms ultimate stabilized residues, which are sent after analysis to a class 1 landfill. And finally, a platform for receiving waste in small packaging. The factory is in high threshold Seveso site, since in accordance with the prefectural decree of January 2018, the Lyme factories cannot treat the following waste: radioactive explosives, waste from infectious healthcare activities with metallic object, prickly or cutting. Finally, waste containing asbestos from flocking and insulation work, containing more than 50 ppm polychlorinated biphenyl or polychlorinated terephenyl. The factory receives between 70 or 90 trucks per day, which represents more than 1,100 tons per day on arrivage that are received. The factory is open from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. from the reception of waste. To explain the waste treatment cycle, the customer should send a sample with this waste with a waste identification sheet. This sample will be analyzed by your laboratory according to different parameters for guidance in the appropriate processing stream, and the prior acceptation request will be created. In view of the analysis done, a prior acceptation certificate will be issued to the customer to allow him to plan this appointment on your side and to develop this dangerous waste tracking slip. As soon as the appointment is scheduled, the truck arrives at the factories. The driver goes to the guard station to obtain the authorization to enter. A weighing is done at the entry of the Brooklyn Bridge with an automatic detection check of possible radioactive sources. Then, the truck will position itself on the sampling area where a sample will be taken by a sampler from the factory and sent to the laboratory for more simplified analysis to verify that the waste obtained at the request of acceptation correspond to the one we are delivered. For bulk waste load, the truck will park on the sampling area where a representative sample is taken. This sampling area has a capacity of 2 trucks. The truck then reaches an internal parking area which can accommodate 6 trucks located nearby. For shipments of liquid waste in drum or container, sampling for laboratory analysis is carried out for each container after unloading on the dedicated area. The time taken for analysis in laboratory varies according to the type of waste to be treated, between 15 and 45 minutes, which make it possible to confirm the treatment method retained beforehand. If this is not the case, additional analyses are then done to direct the waste toward a more appropriate stream. It's very rare to refuse to take charge. This can happen if the values set by your prefectural order are excited.